The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900CHML.
Hello, everyone. This is Rob Golpe with RE/MAX, the Golpe team. Welcome to the Golpe Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, with host Rick Zamprin.
Yes, good morning once again. Rick Zamprin with you. Rob Golpe, sales representative, RE/MAX, Escarpment Realty, the Golpe team. Find them online, robgolfi.com. That's Rob, GOLFI.com. They are the number one RE/MAX team in Canada. That's the Golpe team. 905-575-7700 is their number. 905-575-7700. Follow them on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. They have some awesome videos, some amazing listings in and around the Hamilton, Burlington, Niagara, Brantford area. We have a host of amazing topics we're going to get to, including owning a home in Hamilton. How much does it cost in comparison to other cities all around? Is it legal? This is an interesting. Is it legal to scatter your loved one's ashes on public property? We'll get to that later on in the show. We'll also talk about some statistics on home buying and selling. But to begin, as we usually do, we'll talk about what's happening in Rob's world and Rob's week. What is what's going on in your world?
Wow, this week's been a very, very busy week. We had our own event that we put on, and we call it Win in Any Market. And what this is for is for realtors. We share our ideas, what we do in the market, that condition that we're in. So we had 250 agents show up the Beacon. Remember the old hotel, the Beacon, off the highway there in Jordan?
Yeah.
So they had a nice banquet room below that overlooked the Lake Ontario, and the marina was beautiful. We were trying to find a winery to do this event that would hold 200 more people, but there was no winery that would ever could do that, that we wanted something close to the highway. So we had 250 agents that showed up between the Hamilton, Niagara, which was really good. So the one things that we were doing, focus on, you know, building relationships with potential clients, showing them how to do that, showcase, our expertise and experience in real estate market, you know, provide excellent, you know, what we do for customer service, effective marketing strategies. We show them what we do, you know, stay up to date, you know, the latest trends and developments. You know, there's always new things happening, and offer, you know, incentives to, you know, what we do to attract clients. You know, we're very proactive, seeking out, you know, business opportunities and referrals, continues to work on improving our skills and knowledge in the field. So we did one, I think it was last year in late fall, and we had about 160 people show up for that one. And that was a great one. Everybody loved it. They really were impressed with it. And you know how it is when you do a sequel. It's never always as good as the first one, you know, but this was even better than the first one. Everybody was saying, Rob, this was unbelievable. It was even better than the first one. So either we're getting better, at what we're doing. So, but we do probably three or four of these a year, meet up with, you know, realtors and just share our ideas and they love it. They love it. A lot of inspiration, a lot of, technology and a lot of ideas and nuggets that they take back with them that will probably help their business. And it was a great success. That was held at the, I guess they call it the Ramada Hotel in Jordan, the old Beacon. It was pretty cool. And then also I went to a conference, in Toronto on, Thursday. And it's called the Buzz Conference, and I guess they hold these, you know, in the West Coast and also here. You know, it's where professionals and influencers and innovators and disruptors that come meet. You know, we meet together, share inspired, you know, network to shape the Canadian real estate industry. You know, there's, you know, learn, you know, new trends and strategies, you know. So it was pretty cool. There was a lot of influencers there. There was people there from California, New York, and Quebec. There was an influencer there, a lady that she's really big in on social media from Montreal. She was there speaking. Fantastic speaker. I was inspired by her. And it was really good. It's like a lot of information that was going on. Also, we had how to treat people like you're at the Ritz-Carlton. And there was another seminar this week. So I was inundated with seminars and social, like, just it was a busy week with being with realtors, a lot of realtors. So, but it was good. It's good to network.
Back to the Win in Any Market event that you hosted. You know, there's probably a lot of people thinking, why is Rob sharing his secrets with other realtors? Why is he trying to get them to be better? What is the answer to that?
You know what? It's just giving back. And we know a lot of times when we share our ideas, there's only a small percentage that will actually implement and do what we say. So, but it does help the average realtor in some cases. Like, it, they'll come back and they'll, you know, we get emails back saying that was a great event. It you know, and sometimes the emails come later, months later, say what you taught us help my business. Now, there's more than enough business out there for everybody. So sharing is, just our way of giving back and helping sometimes new agents coming into the business and they learn. And people are coming to this. We actually had some investors came to this. You know, we had some calls and some investors would, you know, send us an email. Is this more for investment? I said, it's more for realtors, but you're welcome to come. But just let you know that it's a lot of talk about being with, as a realtor trying to help their business.
Nice. That is great to see that the Golfy team continues to give back and try to make others successful. That's really something that you can hang your hat on for sure. Let's get to some of the big topics that are on the lips and the tongues of many people here in this province, including, and we're not that far away from, you know, cottage season. You know, the May 2-4 weekend is, you know, weeks away, but people are preparing to open up their cottages. And some are preparing to maybe someday own a cottage, whether it's a waterfront cottage or something in the Muskokas or maybe down in the Niagara region. If you're thinking of buying a cottage this spring, apparently there's some good news because the average price of a single family home in the so-called recreational region of this province, cottage country, is set to decrease by 5% this year. So it sounds like this year could be a good year for people to get into the cottage market.
Yeah, absolutely. And now they're attributing a couple of different things. They're saying, you know, that there's a widespread return to in-office work following extensive, you know, so a lot of companies are saying, hey, listen, okay, enough. We want you back at the office. We want you working there. So a lot of people are not using their cottage as their primary residence anymore. So they may be selling it, moving back towards the city. I also attribute that to the cost of owning a cottage is becoming more expensive now than it was 2 years ago because of interest rates. So I think people are going to start unloading expenses that luxury, you know, and that I would consider that as a luxury expense. If somebody has two houses and say, hey, listen, the spouses are talking to each other and say, listen, I think we got to unload the cottage because it's, interest rates at 4.5%, 5%. You know what? It's costing us an extra $2,000 a month that we didn't anticipate. And so you're going to find people letting go some of the cottages that may have cost them more than they anticipated. And you're going to start seeing them coming up for sale. But like the market's totally changed overall, no matter where you are in Ontario or in Canada. Just the dynamics has changed. It's not a depression or it's not anything like that. It's just, you know what? It's just a change in the system. So, and I think cottagers and people that like to, that own them and thought they could afford it, maybe not now, but now new buyers are coming into the market. There might be some opportunities. They didn't have to buy at the high end of the market when they were climbing like crazy in the last couple of years.
In 2022, the average price of a cottage, which is referred to a single family home in a recreational region in this province, actually went up more than 7% to $635,000 on average. That again expected to decrease by 5% in 2023. I want to know, when is the Golfy Winnebago going to hit the road again? Because I know you had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. So I've already booked a site. And I think it's June 1st, I think.
Oh, nice.
That I've got it ready. It's sitting at the RV place there, and it's getting all. I had some things that had to be done to it before the spring, but yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to that. You know, going to Sherkston and maybe in some other places in Ontario. But I really want to do a really big trip one day. And one of the big trips I want to do is I want to do the Route 66.
Oh, okay.
And, and I think that would be an amazing trip just to do Route 66, going, you know, start from Chicago right to California, mm-hmm. and you'll run into a lot of little towns, like we're talking about, like Western towns through the Midwest, like where they, you know, literally like have old towns, like,
yeah.
you know,
with saloons.
Like, some of them are abandoned, some of them aren't, but it'd be really fun to experience that on Route 66.
That would be a phenomenal trip. Later on this summer, I'm taking a family trip out to the East Coast, and that would be probably another great one too for the Gulfy Winnebago.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, and hey, if you want to rent it out, I'll gladly take it off your hands.
I'm using it. Sorry, Rick. I'm using it.
Still to come on the show, we're going to talk about a bunch of timely topics and newsmaking topics, including the foreign buyer ban. There's a bit of a tweak to this. We're also going to talk about robots and could they solve the construction labor shortage? Give that a thought as we remind you to go online to robgolfi.com. That's robgolfi.com for the hottest listings in town. Call the number one REMAX team in Canada. That's the Gulfy team if you want to get your home sold for top dollar. 905-575-7700. Again, that's 905-575-7700. All over social media, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, give the Gulfy team a follow. More to come here on the Gulfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Welcome back to the Gulfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with Rob Gulfy, sales representative, RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Gulfy team. Call them today. You'll be calling Canada's number one RE/MAX team, 905-575-7700. That's 905-575-7700. RobGulfy.com is the website. Some amazing listings on the site, RobGolfi.com. And follow the Gulfy team on Twitter. Check them out on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And they're also offering an instant home estimate. Go online to gulfyhomevalue.com, put in some digits and numbers, and you'll get a pretty good idea of what your home could sell for on the open market. Again, that website, gulfyhomevalue.com. Let's dive into the foreign buyer ban, because there's a bit of a change. There's some amendments that have been made that took effect earlier on this week, including one where the threshold for owning homes by, you know, a foreign entity is now at 10%. What do you think the impact of this is going to be?
I think, you know what, they probably realized they restricted it too much. So what they did is that the maximum amount of the non-Canadian control in real estate investment trust subject to a foreign buyer ban has been increased from 3% to 10%. So I think they realize they put too much restrictions and they go, whoa, wait a minute now. We're hurting it. Now, non-Canadians now can purchase vacant land and they can develop it, you know, zone for residential use and use for any purpose. They can now work, anybody with a work permit are now allowed to purchase a residential property if they have 183 days or more remaining on their permit and have not purchased more than one residential property. So I think before they said nobody can do that. Now, who knows what happened? They probably, started getting backlash probably from people and, saying, listen, what are you doing? We're trying to come to this country and we're trying to make a life for ourselves and who knows. But now the negative is the foreign buyer ban may not do much to address the nationwide issue of housing affordability. So that's not going to happen. Some believe that the ban is nothing more than a performative political gesture. So I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what these politicians are doing, Rick. They put stuff in, they take stuff out, and they mess up the economy. And I don't know. It just, I don't know why they even did anything with that. It's not a big number that is going to affect it. They should just left it the way it was. I'm not saying left, not even put that in the beginning. Yeah. There shouldn't have been no amendments. There shouldn't have even put a ban on it. They should have just continued it. It did not make a difference in the market, in my opinion, with housing affordability at all.
Yeah, I get the feeling that the federal government's got a bunch of calls from a bunch of individuals, investors or otherwise, to say, listen, this is not going to make a big impact at all on housing affordability. It's not going to open up the housing supply. It's not going to address that bucket. It's really just going to hurt individuals who are trying to get to this country or purchase property and then move to this country. And that's it. And I think the government has clearly realized that they went a little bit too far with this foreign buyers ban.
Oh, absolutely. And so now they're backpedaling and you know what? And there's going to be more backpedaling after this too. You're going to see that there's going to be other issues and they just got to drop the whole thing. That's my opinion. Just drop it, go on. And instead of making life difficult for immigrants that want to come to this country, just let them make a life. And that's what they want. So first they want them here. Now they making it tough for them to afford anything here or not, or they can't buy anything at all. So it's hard to tell what the government wants to do.
We got some good news a couple of weeks ago from the Bank of Canada. They were pressing pause on their series of interest rate hikes. There was a point in time last year where they had, seven or eight in a row in which they hiked their key lending rate. That, of course, boosted mortgage lending rates. And especially for those in variable mortgages, they were feeling the pain. For those who are up for renewal, you will most certainly feel the pain because we, for years, were treated to ultra-low mortgage rates and interest rates. There is some good news here because not only was there a pause from the central bank, but now there's a new report out from Deloitte Canada that says with rate cuts now in sight, this is going to have an effect on the housing market in terms of when it's going to bottom out. And they figure that by Q3 this year, which is basically late summer, that's going to be, I guess, the worst of it. And then here comes the rebound. Do you get that feeling as well?
I don't see that. Okay. I honestly don't see that. Like, I truly think this year, and I'm not sure if you got the numbers from January to March that I sent you. Remember, I always tell you February is always a good month to make sure you have your house on the market. Well, over here in Hamilton and surrounding areas, it showed we had a spike in February. Now, And then in March it decreased. Like, so the average sale price dropped a bit in March from February, and it's still up from January, the average sale price, but it dropped a bit. So even though there was more sales, but the average sale price dropped in March, but February the average sale price jumped significantly. And then the same thing happened in Burlington. It spiked in February, dropped just a tiny bit in March, not that much. It was pretty close to the same. Niagara, same thing. It spiked in February, and it just did a little bit of a drop in March. And Brantford, actually, it jumped in March, average sale price. So it jumped. It was up in January, down in February. Now it's climbing back up again. So, but what I'm saying is that I think we're going to see up and down spikes throughout the year. Huh. Now, I think we did bottom out in November, December of last year. Now, there's still a big demand. I know their prediction is that it's going to bottom out. I don't see that there's going to be much of a decrease in price. But I do see throughout the rest of this year, it's just going to float around up, you know, up 1 month, down next month, up 1 month, down next month. And then the average sale price is going to just balance out just to, you know, maybe up this year, maybe 2 or 3%, maybe 4%. It's hard to tell. But it's not going to, I don't think the bottom out is going to happen. I think we did bottom out, and their prediction. And I always say, if you're looking at buying a house and you can wait, or if you're an investor, buy November, December, especially. But if you're looking at selling, sell in February. Make sure your house is on the market February. I always say that. I just proved right here that average sale price spiked in February, and now it's starting now settling back down again. So, you know what? Everybody's got their predictions, but these guys are getting numbers after. I work in the trenches. I'm in there working and seeing and feeling and talking to consumers. I know what's happening as it's happening. Most people don't get that information till after the month is over. I have that information at my fingertips daily and weekly.
What is, I think, even more interesting from this Deloitte Canada report is that it says, and let's not forget, inflation in February was 5.2%. It was just over 8% about a year ago. So we're definitely heading in the right direction. These interest rate hikes from the Bank of Canada have certainly helped in terms of bringing inflation down. We're still seeing a bit of food inflation in our grocery stores, but that's a whole other issue. Deloitte Canada says that inflation, they're predicting by the second quarter, which we're getting into right now, is going to fall to 3.5%. And it is to decline even further to in and around 3%, maybe even 2% by the end of 2024. So the question is, from a real estate or a housing perspective, if we're getting down to 3.5%, 3%, 2.5%, whatever percent interest rates from the Bank of Canada, and those mortgage rates are coming down, can you foresee a pretty active fall real estate sector in the Hamilton, Burlington, Niagara area?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So during the last year and a half, what happened with the consumers, like groceries went up, gas, rent is up, construction material went up, all consumer goods, everything got more expensive, right? But during that time, wages increased. So everybody, you know, were asking for raises. Companies were giving raises. They had to increase everybody's wages because they couldn't afford whatever was out there and consumer goods and all that kind of stuff. So now people, when interest rates will come back down, their wages will be better for them to qualify for mortgages later this year if interest rates do come down, you know, 1 or 2%. So I think there's going to be little spikes right throughout, and it'll probably start happening maybe in the fall this year, and again next year in February, March again. And like I predict, in 2026, and especially in spring 2027, we're going to see a huge spike in real estate, and just because of the shortage of homes that we have out there, we have more people coming in. Now, my understanding is, and I just heard this week, that there was 1 million people immigrated to Canada in the past year. Now, part of it has to do with people from the backlog that were waiting to get in, and the other part is the people that they're bringing in all the time. Like they want to bring in like 400,000 or 500,000 people a year. So 1 million people in 1 year, you spread that out. Like, I mean, our population is only what, 37, 38 million. Mm-hmm. You add, you know, 1 million people to the population, that's a significant amount of people. That makes an impact. Hopefully they all have jobs. We're not, paying money for these people to live. But I mean, a lot of them are getting jobs, and a lot of them are doing jobs that people that were born in this country aren't doing. So, which is good. We need that. I do feel that like if we do go into a little recession, I think our real estate recession is behind us. Maybe a consumer recession we're probably in right now. But I don't see any drastic changes too much now, and I don't know what the fall is going to bring. like these guys said, that they think there's going to be a spike in the third quarter. We'll see what happens.
I know we've talked about on the show in the past, it's extremely hard to time the market because we just don't know what's going to happen. But from what we saw last fall and what we just experienced this spring, does that tell us anything about what you foresee this summer?
Yeah, I think we're going to be flatlining, and it's just we're just going to have a balanced, easy, a little slower than normal market, but I think it's just going to it's just going to, you know, chug along and just go nice and easy. It's not going to be big numbers like dramatic numbers, but people are going to put their feet toe in the water, feel it, see how it is, and you're going to see the buyers coming in slowly on it, just a nice slow even keel pace, which will be more of a balanced market. Like I do think that if you price your house right, it will go fast, and it just depends on the people. And the funny thing is, it's hard. I've mentioned this before. A lot of people, I don't know what it is in the market, the news, the weather, whatever. Everybody comes in at the same time to buy a house. You can have a house up for sale for 3 weeks and nobody's looking at it, and then in the third week, you got five people looking at it, two offers. It's hard to tell. It's hard to gauge what's going to happen.
Absolutely. That's part of the fun, too, is not knowing what is going to occur around the corner. We got a couple more minutes left in this segment of the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with Mr. Golfy once again. You sent me a YouTube video of a couple of robots, I believe it's from Boston University, who were doing some pretty amazing things. They were parkouring. They were like jumping around, doing backflips. I mean, it was pretty amazing. And so the question is, could robots solve the construction labor shortage? So we have a shortage of bricklayers and, well, you name it, there's a shortage in the construction industry. Could you potentially, Rob, see robots on the job sites building homes?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. Boston Dynamics shows that they have robots that are doing bricklaying. They can brick 3,000 bricks a day, which normally a crew can do only 1,000 a day.
Wow.
So, I mean, these robots are doing inversion twirls. They're, backflips and land perfectly. They're not far from in the construction trade. Now, here's another factor with these robots. They can work 24 hours a day. They don't need health benefits.
Yeah.
And no shift changeovers. No bathroom breaks, no smoke breaks, and no grievances. You know what I mean? So these robots, they are perfect for construction. And I mean, they'll do certain things. My prediction for the future that's going to happen with home builders is that a lot of these homes are going to be prefab in big factories, brought to the site, put up, and these robots, they can drywall. They're showing videos of these robots drywalling, putting screws in and putting sheets of drywall on things. Now, the technology today is unbelievable. Can you imagine 5 to 10 years from now?
Yeah.
They'll be like a regular human being. So, I mean, so do we embrace it or do we get scared of it? I remember, 30 years ago, people were scared of robots in factories and stuff like that. But obviously it has lost a lot of jobs, but those jobs were started elsewhere. Those people lost, they got jobs doing different things. But yes, we're in that technological age that things are going to be done by robots, and because nobody else wants to do them. So you're going to see robots picking cherries one day, or, who knows?
Pretty fascinating stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about owning versus renting. And is it legal to scatter your loved one's ashes on public property? It's a fascinating topic. We'll dive into it next here on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Welcome back to the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with Rob Golfy, sales representative, RE/MAX Escarpment Realty, the Golfy team. Call them today. You'll be calling the number one RE/MAX team in Canada. That's the Golfy team, 905-575-7700. Get your home sold for top dollar by calling 905-575-7700. Online, robgolfy.com. That's Rob, G-O-L-F-I.com. Check them out on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. If you have a topic idea or a question for the Golfy team you would like answered on a future show, send them an email, questions@robgolfy.com. Owning versus renting, it is a debate that many have had. If you're in the rental market or you're owning a home and you're thinking, is it cheaper to rent as opposed to owning or vice versa? Rob, what do you think about this latest entry into this debate?
Yeah, they're saying that it costs a person $1,400. It's more expensive to own. My opinion is it's always good to own. Yes, it is more expensive to buy and own because your mortgage is going to be a lot more. Now, the best way to do this is buy a house or like and the best performance on this is a bungalow. Have an apartment downstairs. Get $1,500 to $1,800 a month coming in to help you pay that mortgage. That offsets this. So the key thing is buying a place and getting help with the rental income on it. And then you build some equity. Then you can start, you know, live there for 5 years and move on to the next one. But they are saying that the average rent estimated in Hamilton is $2,031 a month. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're buying a house, let's say it's the average house value is $800,000. It says that your mortgage, according to the report, it's a $3,427 mortgage. Now, there's a difference of almost $1,400. So I get it. It becomes more tough. But people, believe me, buy a house, rent out the basement, help pay that mortgage. It'll be less than $1,400 that you have to make up, because you can get probably $1,500 to $1,800 a month if you have a decent size apartment in the basement. Rent that out for 5 years, and then you're on your way and set to build a lot of equity for the future.
Well, and that's the name of the game. It's the equity part of it. When you're renting, you don't have anything at the end of your term, whether it's 1 year, 3 year, 5 years, 10 years. Once you're paying your mortgage, you're paying, a lot of interest, but you're also paying some principal in that too. And at the end of those kind of time frames, you're seeing that equity build, which you can use to do other things, whether it's renovate, landscape, take a trip if you want to. There's a massive benefit to owning.
Yeah. You know what? And if you just make your payments biweekly, I think you take off. I think 5 to 10 years, like it's seven, is it five years you take off your mortgage, just paying. And I think that works out an extra one or two payments a year overall. Yeah. But if you do that, so your 25 year amortization is 20 years. So, you know, you're there for 5 years. That means you got 15 years left to be mortgage free. Mm-hmm. And so buying a house in Hamilton, you can get stuff for $600,000-$700,000. They're saying the average is $800,000, and that's, I think, probably including with Burlington, they average that out. But you can buy a bungalow in Hamilton, and you know, freshen up. You know, and there's a lot of bungalows in Hamilton. You know, a lot of Europeans have owned, and they had kitchens and bedrooms in the basement and everything. And that's ideal for a first time buyer. I think it's the way to go. You know, you only need 5% down to go in there, and you can show that. You know, once you move in, hopefully you qualify for the mortgage. If not, then you get a renter for the basement, and then the banks will use 75% of that rent to go towards the mortgage to say, hey, yeah, you do qualify for a mortgage for $3,000 because you will bring in income to help pay the mortgage. Mm.
We've got a couple of minutes. Aside from the mountain, which you've identified, there's a lot of bungalows on the mountain. Where is another, or maybe even a few, ideal spots in Hamilton? Are we looking at East End, Central Hamilton, for those first-time homebuyers to just get in and start building that equity?
Yeah, East End is good. Stony Creek is good. Bungalows are the best. Two stories, I mean, two stories don't normally have a side entrance. Some of them do, and if they do, But those two stories in central Hamilton, their basements aren't high enough. A lot of them were built with just a very, like 5 foot 10 basement height, which is not enough because when, if it's finished, but there are a lot of opportunities out there to buy a house and just put a makeshift apartment downstairs. And there's a lot of people looking for those places. They don't want to live in a, in an apartment building. They don't want to live in a condo. They want to live in a neighborhood. They want to be able to pull in, park their car, walk in, and they're there. They don't want to have to go up an elevator and wait, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and for the elevator and just smell everybody's food that, in the hallways and all that kind of stuff. But people do want to live in a house, and whether it's in the basement, they do want to live. They want to have a backyard. They want to be able to just take their dog for a walk and just go out the door. So, you know what? There's opportunities out there for first-time buyers.
Get into your first home by calling the Golfy team, 905-575-7700, online at robgolfy.com. That's Rob, G-O-L-F-I.com, and start packing. When we come back, we're going to talk about scattering a loved one's ashes. Where can and can't you do it? This is the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition, on 900 CHML.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Someone tells you that you've got to move
in the middle of our street.
And last go round here on the Golfy Real Estate Show, Hamilton Edition on 900 CHML. Rick Zamprin along with Rob Golfy, sales representative, RE/MAX's Scartman Realty, the Golfy team, online at robgolfy.com. That's Rob, G-O-L-F-I.com. Call the number one RE/MAX team in Canada, number two in the world, the Golfy team, 905-575-7700. The first real estate team in Hamilton's history to sell 1,000 homes in a year. That number again, 905-575-7700. They're all over Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also go online to golfyhomevalue.com. That's golfyhomevalue.com and get an instant home estimate. All right, this is a really fascinating story. Is it legal to scatter your loved one's ashes in Toronto? So there's a recent news story about this, and they were talking about a particular individual who, had a request to scatter their ashes on public property. There's also some details on what you can do in private lands. Is this a common request that you have seen or people are asking about when buying a home? Hey, is there any ashes scattered on this property?
You know what? It's hard to tell. You know, you see some guy walking around your backyard throwing ashes around. You're going, what is he doing? Yeah. Is he fertilizing my lawn? I don't know. But I do see this becoming a major problem in the future because the cost for funerals are becoming so expensive to get a burial and a stone and everything else like that. They're saying that nearly 75% of all people that died were in 2021 were cremated. And I can't believe that's a high number. Like we grew up, like aunts, uncles, grandparents, they all, funeral, they had a stone and, at the cemetery and all that kind of stuff. Today, 75% of the people are going to disappear. There's not going to be no memory of them 100 years from now because there's not going to be a stone. So they're just, doing basically scattering ashes. Now, I know in Toronto, it's illegal to do in public parks and in lakes, but they're designating a certain area, say, hey, you want to throw your ashes, you can throw them over here in this corner. So, you're going to see a lot of ghosts in one corner of Toronto one day. Say, what's going on over there? There's these ghosts all hanging out. Where it is? Because the city of Toronto said, hey, you could dump them there. But I think it's going to be a problem down the road. I do. And because people aren't doing the cemetery burials anymore as they used to.
Well, I did not know this until you passed along the article to me, is that throughout this province, it is legal to scatter cremation remains on private property as long as you get the consent of the landowner. So that should be, I guess, first and foremost, the first thing you do is you know, knock on someone's door. If you used to live in a home, perhaps, and they wanted to be scattered, have their ashes scattered in the backyard, make sure you get permission from that homeowner. You don't want to cross
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Well, what's the singer from, what do you call it? I'm going blank on the name is the band that, they sing We Will Rock You.
Freddie Mercury.
Anyway, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
He had a special request. He said to his wife that he was married to that his ashes be spread out in a place that nobody would know. He didn't want a tombstone. He didn't want a shrine around his cemetery,
right.
The cemetery where his tombstone was. And it's never been disclosed where his ashes were, thrown to. So, and that will die with his ex-wife. And, but yeah, like, I mean, everybody's doing this, you know, it's just kind of a good memory for the living person to do that, to do what the deceased passed away and giving them their wishes where they wanted to spread their ashes. So I, you know what? I get it. You know what I mean? Like once you're dead, you're dead. It's, you know what I mean? You know, what else can happen after that? Nothing, you know, it's just, it's a living request for the living partner or family, and also the deceased that maybe their wishes be sought out too.
I can also see why nearly 75% of all the people who died in Canada in 2021 were cremated, because it's much less expensive than being placed in a burial plot. According to this report, in Toronto, a single lot with an upright marker can cost more than $30,000. That is a lot of money for a burial plot.
No kidding. Real estate's getting expensive in every aspect of this
even
world.
Even when you die.
Yeah. Listen, I've got lots here for $30,000. I got one here for $25,000. They've got a discount over here. So I don't know. Like it's becoming anything to do with dirt is expensive out there.
Yeah. Do you get the sense? I mean, you know, years and years and years from now, if more and more people are being cremated, there's less of a chance to go visit a cemetery. Could they potentially one day, we only got about a minute or 30 seconds on this, could they potentially be decommissioned and have houses built on them? Or are these cemeteries going to be around forever?
These cemeteries will be around forever because they're not going to be able to remove all the caskets and everything else. But I could see cemeteries. I mean, they're usually from the city, they pay for it, or the government, but I could see them not growing as fast as they were before. So at least there's not as many, it won't take up as much land as they used to.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can listen to our show online through Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many more. Just search for the Golfy Real Estate Show in your favorite podcast platform. Hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Another great show from Rob, and thank you for listening to the Golfy Real Estate Show. We are back next Saturday at 9 on 900 CHML.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.